Willow Dean by Catherine Applegate. Read for you by Ariadne Myers. The little creature appears late one afternoon on an old carousel in the village of Perchance. She is propped, dazed and damp as a newborn, on the saddle of a wooden unicorn. She blinks, then blinks some more. She makes a noise, a sort of squeaky growl. Her breath comes and goes in tiny gasps and sighs. Her furry paws move when she tells them to. Her head turns this way and that. She seems to be in fine condition, but where is she? And more importantly, why is she? She pats the neck of her lifeless steed. Perhaps she should wait here. Yes, that might be the best thing to do under the circumstances. She does not know herself well yet, but she seems to be a patient sort. And patience, she suspects, might serve her well, might even save her life. The creature has a maker, a boy with nimble fingers and a tender heart. He's spent hours weaving weeds and thistledown in the milky moonlight, spinning her into existence. She has a friend as well, a girl with sharp eyes and a stubborn soul. And though the girl is young, she understands things that others do not. The creature on her wooden horse knows none of this, not yet. She does know, all at once and with great certainty, that she is quite alive and quite alone. Once upon a time, when stones were soft and stars were bits of dust, I loved a monster. It seems forever ago, and perhaps it was, though things weren't really so different. True, magic was gentle then and plentiful, but it's always there if you know where to look. The moon, after all, still smiles from time to time, and the world still spins like a dancer through the skies. In any case, the whens and wheres don't much matter. The earth is old, and we are not. And that is all you must remember.